It's Reformation Sunday. It's a time when we're looking at and lifting up God's work amongst God's people in God's church. And we face the fact that over the time that Jesus walked and was that stone that either caused us to stumble or became the cornerstone of our faith, since that time to today, God's church has changed over the years. We've changed sometimes because we needed to. We changed sometimes because people like Martin Luther and John Wesley saw that the church was moving into those places of humanity and allowing the political and real world into the life of faith. And both of them said no. When Martin Luther tacked those 95 theses up on the church doors, that was a way of saying, let's debate this. It wasn't, I want to start the Lutheran church. It was, I love my church, I love my God, but these are things that we need to look at. These are things that are harming God's people, that we have stopped thinking about Scripture only, Scripture first, that we stopped thinking that only faith can save us. We stopped thinking that only grace can save us. We stopped thinking about the relationship of us to God, and we thought about our relationship to the Mother Church. This has got to stop. He didn't want a new church. He loved his church. He wanted his church changed. John Wesley was an Anglican priest in the Church of England who saw that the church had also stepped away from the gift that God gives us of grace, the gift that God gives us in community to transform the world, that the church had stopped being a holy place, a holy nation, a nation that would transform the community in which it was established. And so he began to create these groups, these ways, this method of helping us be more holy so that we would do the spiritual disciplines of studying God's word together, of praying together, of fasting together, and of doing works of mercy and works of justice. And for him, the church had started a quarterly communion, and he said, no, we need to feast more often at the Lord's table. He wanted to see the Church of England become that place in which lives were transformed. He wanted the church to stop thinking about taking care of the church and thinking of taking care of the world because God loved them and loved the world. He wanted that transformation to happen within. And we keep, if you looked at the front of your bulletin cover, I don't think we've listed every church that's possible, but we keep creating different ways of showing God's, you can turn to the cover now, it's okay, of showing how we as people relate to God and relate to one another because we're all different. Some of us sing differently. Some of us pray differently. Some lay on hands. Some wouldn't want a hand laid on them. Some want censers and smells and bells, and some don't want any bells at all. Some want to have beer and hymns. Some say no alcohol in the church. But we are one holy apostolic church that God is continuing to form and reform, that we become one holy nation because we've seen what the world does with itself, haven't we? Well, God's calling us to be a different witness to the world. God is calling us to live as God's church, recognizing that the only way to salvation is through faith and God's grace, that the only piece of literature that will get us there is God's word. And that everything we do is to do to the glory of God. And if that is who we are, and we are living in the world and working in the world, what an impact we make in our communities and in the world. Remember what Peter said here in this letter. See how quickly I can find it. In verse 12, conduct yourselves honorably among the Gentiles. So conduct yourselves honorably amongst those who do not believe, so that Though they malign you as evildoers, they might question your behaviors, they may see your honorable deeds. They may see your honorable deeds and glorify God when he comes to judge. Consider with me, church, what it would look like if that is how we lived. Consider with me what it would look like if we made peace with one another, whether we're related or only related through the blood of Jesus Christ. What would it look like to this community if they saw this community as the body of Christ that loved God and loved each other and the community so well that when people stepped inside here, they all felt like Christina Hernandez on her quinceanera, that they felt they were either in tuxedos and gowns and tiaras because God made them beautifully and wonderfully and created them for a great purpose? What if everyone we met experienced that when they met and talked with us? What if they knew how loved and valuable they were to God and to the world? Can you just imagine what might happen if that happened? Peter was striking in what he said at the beginning of this particular chapter, to rid ourselves of all malice, all guile, all insincerity, all envy, and all slander. He wanted us to remember that those things creep into the church, creep into ourselves, creep into our relationships. And when they creep in, they begin to tear us apart, don't they? It's sort of like mold. Have you ever gotten mold in your house? You know, maybe it was a little leak that created a little bit of water. And so there was just a little bit of mold. And then the next thing you knew, you looked at the wall and you went, oh, there's a little bit more mold here. And maybe if I scrub it clean, maybe if I use the right disinfectant, it'll go away. But at some point, you have to take the wall out, because the mold has gotten all the way into the insulation, all the way to the core. Well, that's what happens when we allow those things like envy and greed and insincerity and anger and unforgiveness to become part of us. It's like at first it's something we think we can just clean off, you know, but then at some point we have to let it be, get ourselves stripped away, get down on our knees in front of the cross and ask God to cleanse us so that we can make that gift of forgiveness, that gift of love back out to the world. God's church won't always look like we expect it to look. God's church sometimes will look like we expect it to look. But God's in the business of transforming the world. We don't have to fear that this church is going to go away. It just might not be what we expect it to be in the future. It might look totally different than it did over 2,000 years ago. But we can have that blessed assurance that God's love will win and God will continue to grow God's church. All we have to do is be faithful in our relationship to God through Jesus Christ, to love God, love one another, give God the glory for everything in our lives, and remember that the only way that we are saved is through the redeeming power of God's choice of love for us, through the grace of Jesus Christ who died on the cross, so that we might have life and have it eternally. We are God's holy nation. May we act like it. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.